I know we went two different nights.
Huh?
One afternoon we went in the day and once at night. And the one in the day I enjoyed so much because there you had Lake Michigan out in the background. And those trains running along there was very, very interesting.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they had just, I think they had every type of locomotive that they could possibly get a hold of. And the old-time coaches and the Tom Thumb train. You've heard of the Tom Thumb.
Yeah.
They had the Tom Thumb there. So many very interesting things.
Mm.
And they had not the original cars, but they had the original engine that pulled Lincoln's funeral train from Washington to Springfield. But the cars were stored at some time or other, I think around Springfield, and the building in which they were in caught fire and they burned up. So they had to rebuild a replica of that shortly after. I think the government did that in order to retain a funeral train.
Mm-hmm.
But the engine was the original engine, if I remember correctly.
Yeah.
And it's very interesting.
It certainly is. Well, now this is turning things a little bit, but the familiar vehicle, I wouldn't want to call it a toy exactly. It had runners on it that boys and girls used for sliding downhill.
A sled.
Now, you remember anything about different types or anything of that sort?
Well, let's see. I don't hardly think. I think it's always been referred to as a sleigh or a sled for children.
Uh-huh.
I don't know whether it would be any of them could be classed as a toboggan or not.
Uh-huh.
Could it?
Well,
toboggan?
The
toboggan is more
used,
of a flat.
More of a flat one, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Those that had runners on them, bobsleds.
Yeah, bobsleds.
Uh-huh.
They were a little short, chunky stuff.
Yes.
With the homemade runners on it and all.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right. Well, now, once again, this is a little different, but the rugged supports here for wood that you're sawing, what did you call those? Supports for the wood to put it in place and hold it while you were sawing. Sometimes one for stove wood and another one for planks, but sometimes they're all called the same thing.
Let's see.
Trying to think myself here.
Is that funny? I got one out in the shed there.
Yeah. Or a saw, maybe a saw
sawbuck.
Something. Saw?
Sawbuck.
I see, yeah.
Yeah, that's what they call them, sawbuck.
I see.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Well, now, an instrument, you were talking about horses and your father having horses and so on. What about a grooming instrument with bristles and a base?
With the bristles?
Uh-huh.
Well, we always referred to them as a... a regular brush, that is the horse brush.
Mm-hmm.
Then, maybe I'm a little out of line here, but...
No, you're not. No, it's fine.
Then we also had a curry comb.
Oh, yes, I remember.
Yeah, it was a metal with little blunt teeth on it. And if a horse would get very dirty or anything like that, you use this curry comb real light to loosen up all the hair, and then you would take this horse brush of heavy bristles and just brush them.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
I can remember that curry comb was made out of aluminum, or at least I've seen them made out of aluminum.
Well, the old fashions were, the ones back in my time, before aluminum was used to mount anything, was made of iron.
Oh, yeah?
Uh-huh.
Yes, I could see.
Uh-huh.
Well, now, how about this long leather piece, narrow, for sharpening the razor? What did you call it?
Oh, we always referred to it as razor strap.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
And how about ammunition used in a firearm that, you know, not too long, goes by different calibers and so on?
You mean the modern gun or the old one?
Well, small firearms.
Cartridge, you mean? Like cartridge or a bullet? We refer to them as bullets a lot of times and as cartridges.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, a playground device that swings, moves back and forth, not around, but back and forth, up and down.
We call that a teeter-totter.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. There may be another name for it.
Seesaw sometimes used.
Yeah,
it.
Seesaw.
This is teeter-totter country
Yeah.
Now, how about the homemade device that goes around, that's centered on a heavy post of some sort?
We call that a flying jenny.
We do want to hear a little story about a flying jenny.
Sure, yes, good.
When we were youngsters, we lived down in the west part of Brazil, and out back of our house there where I was telling you we lived, that was all fields and commons out there then. So quite often in the summertime, one of our big pleasures was to have a carnival. And my father would let us have these gunny sacks from the store that we'd make tents out of. But anyway, we conceived the idea was going to build a flying jenny at this. So we put quite a large post down in the ground, about 2 to 3 feet deep, and it was in good and solid. And then we got some 12-foot 2x8s.